All right, so in this particular, I don't know if you'd call it a remote view or sensing what was in the plane. I looked up in the middle of the town and I saw the number of chemtrails going by, and okay, that's now a normal sight of everyday things on sunny days. It's just the way it is, and they are of the belief that it's necessary for whatever belief that is. And the humans on the ground are helpless to stop this behavior, even though we know in our gut that it doesn't feel right. It feels very bad. But that being put aside, I decided to stand there and look at a plane that was going by, but I couldn't see it very well. And it was kind of a disconnect, so I put my phone up to it in a picture capability and zoomed in on it. And I got a little bit more detail. Nowhere near enough to know who it was or anything like that, but I could see the outline and I focused on it while I was in real time. I focused right in on the plane, and for a few seconds, nothing. I was like, okay, just somebody in there. Maybe they don't, maybe the pilot doesn't know what they're doing. They're just being told to fly. But then all of a sudden it hit me. Something very dark. Whoever, what I picked up personally, and my description of it is whoever's in there has is hatred, not impatience, but a desire to just do what they're doing. They know that it's not healthy, and that is the least of their concerns. They're being paid to do a job, and they're doing it unquestionably. And for some reason, I just felt this obsessive, I'm going to get this job done. It was almost as if somebody had programmed them to think not about what they're causing to the planet, but to think about who they're helping, who is happy with them. And that was more important than humanity's health. They believe that what they're doing is right. And all I could feel was darkness, just closed off, not happy, but it wasn't anger, it was just a mindset. And I realized after maybe about half a minute to a minute, I zoomed out and shut it off because I didn't want to go any deeper, but I could feel that whoever, if that one person is the same as the other ones that are also flying, then there is a number of people who know how to handle these planes. And their intent is not for the benefit of humankind. I can't say what the intent is because some are saying, well, it's to help keep the planet cool. That's not going to work, but that's what they think is the truth. That's what their science shows them. I did some research on that, just cursory, a basic overview, and there's no proof. They're claiming that there's proof, and they're showing us what they want us to see as proof, and a lot of people are accepting it. I don't. But I'm one guy in a small farm town in Germany, and I have a very pleasant audience that likes to listen to what I'm seeing, getting, explaining. And that's okay with me. So hopefully we will be around for many years to come. Hopefully, the ideologies of these people will shift and they will stop trying to hurt their own kind. Nefarious people, yes, they should be dealt with, but attacking the entire population of the planet, when some of the people that are on this planet are really good, I mean, entertainers, scientists, people who cook wonderful foods, farm people, manufacturers that make important things for the betterment of society, and then we have these guys. Their only goal, disruption, which I can't wrap my head around, but that's what I saw in this particular guy. And I do feel it was a male presence in this one. Are they all male? No. Are they approachable? Let's say I were to walk to the airport, wherever they took off from. I said, I'd like to talk with you. They would not even blink and look at me and walk away. They would just keep walking. So that's what I saw in this airplane. Dark, programmed person who has an intent, and they're very focused on that one, and they accept it. Now, whoever's running these companies, I'm hoping at some point something or somebody will intervene and say, okay, stop. And if you don't stop, we'll disable all of your airplanes. Irreparably disable. So that's what I wanted to let you guys know about, what I saw in that particular remote view. Thanks for listening. Talk with you in the next one.